Hi there, I'm Pastor Rod Parsley, and I sure want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm the senior pastor of World Harvest Church, where we love God and love people, and I hope you'll be inspired by today's message. Now, for more great content and lots of updates, I'd love to connect with you online at rodparsley.com. But right now, let's head into today's episode. I'm going to give you the second way wisdom is produced. First of all, there are three forms of wisdom. How many? How many forms of wisdom are there? How many ways is faith produced? How many ways is wisdom produced? How many members of the Trinity are there? How many parts of your triune being are there? How many parts of the tabernacle were there? There are three forms of wisdom. Each form of wisdom, the wisdom of God, relates to a different part of your Trinity, your triune being, which is what? Your
body. Spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body. So the first is Sophia. That's the first form of God's wisdom. You want to sit down a minute? I mean, again, don't make me tell you what to do. Hallelujah. It's probably easier to write if you sit down. Don't you dare leave me. Don't you understand the anointing rides on the same electromagnetic waves as light? Right? So while you're playing, since you can only see 14% of the spectrum of light, what you're playing is light. I can't see it, but I'm affected by it. Shout. I love Wednesday night. Sophia is the wisdom of God as it relates to, y'all help Elder Canfield move that over here. And y'all move this way. Move that over here, Elder. Everybody shout, Sophia is mine. I have it now. Somebody's about to get rid of the wrong boyfriend and end up with the right husband. Somebody about to move your 401k from here to there and get a 10% increase in the return on your investment. Don't be looting me, funny. I'm not going to be that cat sitting up here, you know, with my open collar and my look like I'm going to a picnic and sit up here and talk to you. That's what's wrong with the church. They're in a state of malaise. Stupor, because they are ever learning and never coming into wisdom. 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 Sophia deals, Elder Canfield, relates to your spirit. Somebody shout, phronesis. Phronesis is the wisdom of God as it relates to your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. Say with me, I have the Sophia wisdom of God. Say, I have the phronesis wisdom of God. I have it now. Third, sunesis. This is the wisdom of God as it relates to what? Your body, your senses. Your senses. Your senses, your body. So God releases into your life wisdom for your spirit, for your mind, and for your body. Not natural wisdom, the wisdom of God. How is the first way the wisdom of God is produced in your life? See if you're learning anything. No. How is the wisdom of God, listen closely, produced in your life? What's the first way? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Your mind's unfruitful. We're getting to the root of the matter. The spirit of a man shall sustain his soul and his body. Problem is, most believers have a weak, emaciated spirit because your spirit man eats spirit food. You know, it's all right to play a round of golf, but a round of golf is not going to bring you the Sophia wisdom of God. You see? All things in moderation. The second way that wisdom is produced in your life, the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of men. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. That hidden wisdom of God is Christ, the anointed one, his anointing, in you. Whereby you are possessed by and in possession of the mind of Christ. There's Holy Ghost possession of your mind. You with me? There's one more way wisdom comes. You ready? You ready? Here we are. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Oh my God. I dare you to three times over say, my world can be framed by the word of God. My world can be framed by the word of God. My world can be framed by the word of God. This word of faith is nigh me, even in my heart and in my mouth. Word of God there translates what? Who said it? Who said it? Say. I'm about to reclaim, reframe, and rename my word. About to reclaim, reframe, and rename my word. One more time. I'm about to reclaim, reframe. This was your word. Everybody do this. Come on. Come on. Now here's what we're about to do to your world.
territory that the enemy moved in on, and you know it belongs to you. Shout tonight, I reclaim my world. Tonight, I reframe my world. Tonight, I rename my world. Shout about. Look at somebody and say, why? Look at somebody and say, why? Look at somebody and say, why? Now look right back at them and say, because. The word is about to reclaim, reframe, and rename my world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Suddenly, the earth was without form, not the way he created it, and void, not the way he created it, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, not the way he created it. Why? I beheld Satan fall from heaven like lightning. But watch God, watch God, watch God, watch God. Because he's about to reclaim, reframe, and rename his world. Where there was darkness, he said, light be. Was chaos. He brought cosmos. Where there was disorder and disharmony, he brought unity and precision, accuracy. Where there was sickness and disease and pain, he wounded him for that transgression. No, wait. What did he send to fix that stuff? Genesis 1:1. I wish y'all just let me go till I got done something. The lady over here said you would never get done. That's true. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. That seed. I'm not talking about your money. Relax. That seed. That seed would come. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God. John 1:1, New Covenant. In the beginning was. The Word was God. The Word was with God and was God. Hey, Jesus. Watch me, watch me. Watch me, watch me. Because we're about to reclaim, reframe, and rename. Because the translation of Word of God there is the Dabar of God. The worlds were framed by the Dabar of God. Dabar. I don't have time to preach it or teach it. Dabar is not a description. Sometimes when you're talking, you're just describing. Dabar is not a description. Dabar is becomes the thing. That's why God can't lie. He says it, it is, it becomes. Why are you any different? In Genesis chapter 11, after the fall of mankind and before the Holy Ghost came, God said, unless I mess up their talking, they can do anything they have a mind to do. operating in nothing but the two lower forms of his knowledge, never reaching the third highest form of his knowledge, never reaching Sophia, never reaching the wisdom of God by the Spirit. Oh God. To debar means to rename. Cancer cells renamed. Living life-giving cells. Taste buds renamed. My wife sat up in here on Sunday morning and I touched a little bit on the debar of God. The debar of God. And I didn't realize how closely related the wisdom of God and debar are. When we get there, we will begin to declare the wisdom of God. We will declare the decree of the Lord. We will speak the law of the Lord, and it will be established. See, some of you still, you're still speaking, hoping. But that's all right, because faith is going to move in where your hope tilled the ground. And when that word of faith, which is in your heart and in your mouth, finds its way out, it's about to create what it was sent to do.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.